The first thing you notice when you walk into any Starbucks is that the people behind the counter look pretty glad to be where they are, and that's no accident. Starbucks has made the Fortune 100 Best Companies to Work For list 8 times and counting. And joining us now is Starbucks President and CEO, Jim Donald. Jim, welcome to Fortune Radio.
Thank you, Mark. It's great to be here.
Jim, so what's your secret? Why has Starbucks been so successful in making the 100 Best Places to Work For list?
There's a lot of reasons for that, Mark. First of all, one of our guiding principles is to provide a great work environment and treat all of our partners with respect and dignity. Now, we walk the walk and talk the talk when it comes to practicing this one of 6 guiding principles. But also, you have to understand that our partners are at the core of our company's success. And we're proud to say that 2 of our greatest accomplishments in taking care of our partners is offering comprehensive health care coverage to both eligible full and part-time partners, and then granting equity in the form of stock options. And when you put these together and then give the partners the ability to run their business, they're voting by saying, you know, we love working for Starbucks.
Now, I've read and heard that part of your management process is to make random phone calls to 12 district managers and stores each and every day. Why is that so important?
Well, we have a saying that is to grow big and stay small. And that mandate means we're trying to keep the company the same size it was when it was 100 stores and we knew everybody. So whether it's calling a district manager or a store manager each and every day just to ask them how business is going, or each week I have a conference call with a country. Last week it was Korea. The following week was the Philippines. The week before that was Thailand. So by growing big and keeping it small, by bringing in, connecting people to this office, your partners are able to see that, you know, we really mean what we say. We want to stay connected.
You mentioned several countries in Asia. Starbucks shops are all over the world, and you guys are literally everywhere. How's working for Starbucks different in Beijing, for example, than in Boston?
Well, when it comes to the experience that our partners have with Starbucks, or the experience that they give our customers, it is very close to the same. When you close your eyes and you talk about the partners and you're connecting and you're high-fiving and you're telling stories about business, you wouldn't know where you're at except for the language that was being spoken and the translator that was in place. It's all the same.
Any thoughts on the business benefits of keeping your people excited about going to work?
I'm a firm believer that you have to take care of your partners first. When you take care of your partners, that translates into giving unbelievable, legendary service to our customers, which translates into business, which translates into unbelievable value for our shareholders. And then you have to make sure that you don't think about your employees, and again, we call them partners, as a group. You have to think of them one at a time. And so of the 100,000 plus partners that we have, we reference them one at a time. Just like the 11,000 stores we have, we reference them one at a time as well.
Jim, thanks.
My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Jim Donald, President and CEO of Starbucks, one of Fortune Magazine's 100 Best Places to Work.